Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And away we go on this Monday afternoon on WFAN. It's Evan and Tiki with the two Muppets from the balcony, Sean and Loogie, anchoring it down, Rosie and Rascona with us along the way. Plenty of baseball, football questions alike, and the Giants did, in fact, go out to dinner with the Giants. Loogie, good afternoon.
What's going on, Sean?
Well, what's going on is not a great weekend for each of the New York baseball teams, and I guess we'll put a pin in the Mets for now, at least salvage one game out of what was a bad baseball weekend in New York, but so much controversy, problems swirling around the New York Yankees. And I know you tackled a lot of this post-game yesterday on WFAN. I'm almost not shocked at yesterday's outcome. Luis Gil, first start back. All right, you know, give up a couple of those runs. Of course, you score enough essentially to win a game, but pitching's not good enough. But what happened Friday and Saturday, I think, set the tone for everything. And while we will spin this forward, because this is an enormous series for the Yankees versus the Texas Rangers, who are knocking on the door of knocking the Yankees out of the playoffs if they were to break out the brooms themselves, yesterday, to me, has to be the punctuation mark of the final rock bottom of this Yankee season. And usually, there should only be one rock bottom of a baseball season. You hit rock bottom, you eventually come up. But the Yankees, whether it was the sweep in Toronto, those two games that followed the Toronto series against the Mets, the Boston series that bled into the Angels series earlier in the year, the Dodgers 18-2 loss, the Cubs at the end of the first half of the season after they beat the Mariners like a drum for a couple days, the Yankees just cannot sustain getting this engine going and cannot capitalize on positive momentum. And positive momentum should have been paramount after the Tampa series and after the trade deadline the Yankees had. And instead, they gave you a big, fat zero, zilch. And in Friday, punctuated by all of the guys they acquired at the deadline having a hand in what is a top five Yankee loss of the year. Just pound for pound, an embarrassing weekend for the Yankees. And we have swung this pendulum back and forth, Tommy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ready to swing the pendulum and go, well, the Yankees aren't going to make the playoffs now. They're going to bottom out. I still think they will. I don't know and don't think that this team is a World Series team again. But how many more of these gut punch series are the Yankees supposed to take? And for us as fans, not to look like idiots when we still believe in them.
Yeah, this is not a championship team because championship teams don't make the mistakes the Yankees make time after time after time, whether it's on the base paths, whether it's in the field, whether it's at the plate. They continue to make boneheaded mental mistakes, which means they're not focused, they're not prepared, there's no accountability, there is no punishments, and there's just a really bad vibe and culture to what this team's doing. Do I think they have championship players? Yes. But I think that the overall just DNA of this team, leadership, and nobody's brought this guy's name up too, so I'll just come right out of the gate hot with it. Where is the king in all of this? Because he's the captain of the team. Everybody wants to get on Aaron Boone.
Well, the king is returning tomorrow.
Okay, but how come the king, and maybe he does, how come the king doesn't pull anybody to the side and go, you know what, you need to pull your head out of your rear end and do, whether it's Volpe, whether it's Jazz, any one of these players, because everybody wants to get on Aaron Boone, and you should. Aaron Judge, the king, has been along the ride with Aaron the whole way, the Aarons. And the leadership to me with the players, starting with the king and Aaron Boone, they need a total cleanse here. And I just don't see this as a championship team, Sean, for everything I just laid out there.
You're probably right. And their DNA would tell you that that is the case, which is why, again, if you want me to believe in you as a championship team, Yankees, and I think most Yankee fans would believe this, you can't have many more weekends like you just had where the same problems keep existing.
Well, how's it going to change? What's going to fix it?
Magic. That's it.
You're
I have
going
no
with
answer.
Magic now?
I have no answer
what
other
are you,
than
Pedro
magic.
Serrano? You want us to get
right.
a live chicken?
That's how ridiculous it is, because the DNA and the ridiculousness of what happened here this weekend, specifically with Jazz Chisholm Jr.,
yeah.
cannot be understated. A lot of people, including myself, wanted Jazz Chisholm Jr. sat yesterday for yesterday's game.
Agreed.
He, of course, was not sat.
Mm-hmm.
And just like has happened with Anthony Volpe after every era, what does Jazz do yesterday? He hits a home run. Aaron Boone and the Yankee organization, whether it's a collective thing when it comes into holding guys accountable. Accountability is the new Yankee fan word, right? That's, it used to be culture. It used to be analytics. Now it's accountability.
Yeah.
Every time you think they should hold a guy accountable, he comes through, gets a big hit, and then that justifies the Yankee organization that they made the right call. Rinse, repeat, same problems are had. But for all the Jazz Chisholm should have been sat, and I actually think his answer post-game on Saturday was worse.
It was horrible.
When he said he would do the same thing again.
Yep.
That just screams that in that Yankee room, there is nobody in the area. Aaron Boone could tell us all he wants about how he handles things behind closed doors, mm-hmm. and how there is accountability behind closed doors. That answer, almost as if the question shouldn't be asked of Jazz whether he would make the same mistake again, was borderline disgusting. Now, Austin Wells doesn't know how many outs there are. He owned it postgame. That was a better answer than Jazz did. He sat the next game by default because it was a day game after a night game where the catcher was sitting anyway.
Yeah.
Anthony Volpe's dad is fighting with people in the stands during that Mets series because, mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't want to be questioned. Yep. I think Anthony Volpe has had to wear a lot of this year. But again, there's been no accountability for him. He gets run out there every single day to the point they were scared to even add shortstops at the deadline. So starting with Jazz Chisholm Jr. on Saturday and thinking he should have been benched Sunday, shame on us. Because the Yankees' track record under this manager and under this regime is that there is no accountability. Now, we also had on Saturday night from a racetrack, Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez discussing what the old Yankee teams would have done and discussing, you know, that stuff wouldn't have flown. Hey, Alex Rodriguez struggled at the plate, once got slid in the batting order. He also was pinch hit for in playoff games. Alex Rodriguez knows a thing or two about being held accountable,
yeah.
ironically enough, as a New York Yankee. I say magic kind of joking, like what's going to change magic? Because it's not going to change if the manager and the GM is here. Now, Tommy, I know I'm chewing up a lot of your response time, but let me also just say this as the Yankee fan.
No, let it out.
I have been a stern believer that nothing, and I mean nothing, about this Yankee team changes if you fire Aaron Boone and keep Brian Cashman as the GM. Because Brian Cashman handpicked Aaron Boone here to be the polar opposite of Joe Girardi, kind of answer the organizational calls. And I think that Aaron Boone, whether it's, you know, defending his guys at times and, you know, the classic rants of firing, I don't think he's been the biggest disaster of a manager in baseball,
mm-hmm.
as others have. But it is tough for me to even defend him now or stand in the way and say nothing would change if you got rid of him and kept Brian Cashman. Because frankly, whether it's the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, that kind of crap goes on in the other sports where guys don't know how many outs there are, where guys are just getting caught off a bag, guys are throwing balls in a dirt that have no business being there, guys can't pick balls out of the dirt, error after error, just like what got eliminated in the postseason. The Yankees should have worn that off of last year's World Series. They were a nationwide mockery,
yes.
of that fifth inning.
Yep.
And instead of owning it and saying that crap won't happen, the crap has happened on a nightly basis.
Yeah, it's got worse.
And if not for Max Fried and King Aaron Judge, mm-hmm. how bad and pathetic would this season have been?
Bellinger, too, you could throw
Bellinger
in there.
Bellinger, too.
Yeah.
So the idea that, well, nothing changes that I've had for a long time, how could I say that anymore? What is a manager's job besides filling out the lineup card?
Well,
holding players accountable doesn't happen.
Not happening. They run a country club, the Yankees. Aaron Boone is a press secretary. That's what he is. He will spin whatever's going on after the game. He's going to tell you everything's fine. He even got into it with a reporter over the weekend about base running. The base running's great. This started with Anthony Volpe. He should have been sent down. The idea that nobody is above getting sent down, especially early in their career. They coddle Anthony Volpe. They treat him like he's the golden boy. And this probably comes from Cashman. It's most likely not a Boone decision. This is most likely Cashman saying, hey, this is our guy. We're going to stick with him. But they love, and I understand the Yankee fans like, well, this is rock bottom. You got to get rid of Aaron Boone. If not now, when? They're not getting rid of Aaron Boone. They just signed him to an extension because they love what Aaron Boone does with the media. He is the press secretary. They like how he handles the media.
No,
they like how he handles the players. It's not, forget this year. They would have to go 5 straight years of winning 60 games, which is never happening with the Yankees anymore, for them to get rid of this guy. That's why this problem runs so deep. And getting to the World Series last year, not that I think he would have gotten fired anyway, but by getting to the World Series, that is now a built-in... Well, we made the World Series last year. King Aaron Judge missed a few weeks. Heel was hurt. Cole is out. They already have a million built-in excuses. By the way, Sean, none of that has to do with the fact that they can't run the bases. They can't field a ball. Dominguez almost outran a ball yesterday. He's like basically doesn't know what he's doing out there half the time. That doesn't excuse the bad lack of focus, bad fundamentals, and just mind-numbing. Like, watching a Yankee game is, like, head-scratching.
It hurts. It's
not the players, because these guys are good, and I think we've seen it with Glaber. He goes to another team, and he flourishes. It's just
the
culture.
How could you explain Caballero on Friday night having a ball go through his glove? The guy has been here for 6 minutes.
I know.
And he's committing the same mistakes the freaking Yankees have.
Friday night was bad.
We talk about the Rays being a cleaned up fundamental team. You bring him in, he goes right to right field, it's a ball going to his glove. How does that happen? How do you used to put on the Yankee uniform at a trade deadline, and it used to mean something. You used to, you know, own it. All right, I'm on the big stage. Four guys put on the Yankee uniform on Friday night. I actually think the worst is Caballero. I could deal with pitchers not sleeping and all that. To have a ball go under your glove like that, how? How do you commit the same mistakes the Yankee team is committing? Where does that come from? It's puzzling. Now, you say nothing will happen to Aaron Boone. If they slid completely out of the playoffs, I don't know how you justify bringing him back.
They're not firing him, but even if they miss the playoffs.
There you go. There's no accountability at the top. They don't hold the general manager accountable. The general manager doesn't hold the manager accountable. The manager may claim he holds the players accountable. Sure as hell doesn't look like it. And what you get is a, whatever, $300, $400 million payroll that is an outright disaster at the art of playing actual baseball.
Yep.
Imagine Thursday night going to bed as a Yankee fan and thinking about that deadline, as many of us did. And basically, it's like, I don't know, buying an ice cream cake, putting it out, and the whole thing's melted before you have a slice. They deflated the whole weekend. The whole weekend where you look forward thinking this was going to be a new type of Yankee season after the deadline, and it was the same old crap.
Yeah, I think Thursday, the vibes around the Yankee fans and the team, right? You sweep the Rays. Cashman has a great deadline. You get Duvall right at the buzzer. And I would venture a guess, the majority of Yankee fans, whether they wanted to say it or not, were thinking, we're going to catch the Blue Jays, we're going back to the World Series, and we're going to take our chances there. And then you have the type of night. Now, obviously, I'm positive, Tommy, with the Mets now, but Friday night for the Yankees is what we lived through as Met fans for years. You get all these acquisitions, and they all stink to an epic proportion,
and you
immediately,
all of them. You knew Duvall was losing the game, too, when they took the lead or tied the game. You knew he was losing the game based on the night.
And look, I think the relievers, in large part, that they got will all be at least pretty good to good.
Bird was better Saturday.
Yeah, Bird was better. And Bednar, we'll see. I mean, the guy was in Pittsburgh forever, so he might not, you know, how do you say it? Acquiesce. Why do words have to be so hard to pronounce?
I know.
We have to do a word salad here, can they just, when we create words in the future, can we just make them a lot easier? Anyway, he may not get himself used to New York the way we expect him to. Duvall has great stuff. He could be up and down, but I expect him to be good. The bottom line is that it's the little things, it's the fundamentals, and the way you beat the Yankees, it's very simple. You put the ball in play, and I have a new strategy. You should just walk their hitters, because they will run into outs.
Unbelievable.
They hit a lot of home runs. Don't allow them to hit home runs. Just put bold strategy, Cotton, but walk the leadoff hitter, let him run into an out, and you avoid the home runs. I'm like half joking when I say that, because the Yankees continue to be their own worst enemy, and I don't know how. Like, we talk about some of the issues, and we'll get into it a little bit later, even with the Mets. Oh, they don't hit with runners in scoring position. That feels like something you can turn around. Like, Juan Soto is going to hit with runners in scoring position. The Yankees' issues run so deep. How do you turn this around? It's been going on for years with them, and it's not always the same player, Sean. They bring in this player, and Caballero the other night, it goes through the wickets.
The common denominator, unfortunately, is Aaron Boone, who I think does a lot of things well, but I don't know, coaching the team up, and also furthermore, Aaron Boone, with the whole Jazz Chisholm getting picked off second play, I know he went down to the runway there with Jazz, and we didn't get to see what happened. Openly on TV, we were able to see what he said and yelled, and obviously we didn't hear it, to Travis Chapman, the first base coach. And he had no problem holding him accountable.
Yeah.
To me, I actually take that as a bad look. You have no problem taking a faceless, nameless coach, all due respect to Travis Chapman, and undressing him in front of the public. But everything else with the Yankees, with the players, has to be behind closed doors. And honestly, if that's the way we're going to treat things, and if it's all about the players, that's the other thing we keep hearing. It's about the players have to know this. They have to make the plays. They can't run into the outs.
Mm-hmm.
Opening day next year, I don't want to hear from the massage therapist. I don't want to see the hitting coach, the bullpen coach, the pitching coach. This is these guys' jobs to coach these guys into not making mistakes, and all of them are sitting there with a roster that keeps making the same mistakes. But yet, Aaron Boone has no problem berating those guys, and he should, while completely letting the players get passage. And some talk he must have had with Jazz Chisholm, if that was his post-game answer, too, after the game. Some talk that must have been down the runway to say he wouldn't have changed the thing.
No, that was pathetic from Jazz all the way around, and he should have been benched, but he's not going to. He barely did anything to Glaber last year, who had a million boneheaded mistakes. And Boone will do the tough guy act with the umpires and his coaching staff. And if he does it behind closed doors with the players, that's fine. But based on the fact that they continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, show me, in all likelihood, kids that are annoying and bratty and don't know when to be quiet. And I'm going to show you two bad parents because they don't know how to control their kids. So in all likelihood, he's saying nothing. And even if he is saying something behind closed doors, Sean, the audience, you, the fans, need to see it. Like, at this point, Aaron Boone needs to show in public, he needs to say something negative about somebody, and he needs to hold one of these players, if not a lot of them, accountable, whether it's benching them, whether it's reaming them out. He's got to do something to show the audience, the fans, the media, everybody that, hey, I'm in charge, and the buck stops with me, and this country club that has existed in my tenure here is over.
I'm willing to give the Yankees one more shot. I'm willing to acknowledge that that has to be the last rock bottom because the King is returning tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the King changes a lot. And Bednar has not pitched since the Friday night debacle. Neither has Duvall. I'm willing to take a deep breath and acknowledge that the ebbs and flows of a baseball season. But I'm prepared to be a sucker. The Yankees' ultimate elimination, you know when it comes, will involve some sort of Anthony Volpe throwing error.
You just know it.
Will involve some sort of base running error.
Yep.
And we will all look back at all these moments of the season, including today on WFAN, and say, we knew then, but the Yankees ran and hit. 888-808-1019.
And will the King acquiesce? Got it. Look at me. He will acquiesce himself when he gets back, right?
Yeah, I actually think the Yankees are going to have a big series.
Chrysanthemum, she got cat. Yes. I got the word right, though.
That's what, the hope of not looking like an idiot, the Yankees are going to have a big week in Texas.
The hope of not looking like an idiot. You look like an idiot all the time. What do you mean, the hope of not looking like an idiot? Since when do you care if you look like an idiot or not? And you're giving a sports prediction. The idea that you look like an idiot after giving a sports prediction is nonsense. I look like an idiot because I can't say acquiesced. You don't look like an idiot if you think the Yankees are going to win. That's a prediction.
I never look like an idiot, Tommy. I look like a handsome fella. Much like Mike Francesa did in a new Eli Manning show commercial, which we'll touch on.
I'm still not sure Tommy's saying it right.
Yeah.
Really?
It's acquiesce.
What am I saying?
Est with a T.
Acquiesced.
Yeah, no, I think it's acquiesced.
Well, that's the Long Island speak. You know that, Scones. You're from out there. It's Long Island, but we say Long Island. So that's just a little bit of the dialect there.
Well, we'll work on that throughout the next 4.5 hours. There's no Evan today. There's no Tiki all week, I think. Maybe later in
only,
the week.
Only truly Tiki Barber knows where Tiki Barber's going to be and not be.
Evan will be back tomorrow. I believe last night he was watching grown men fake script wrestle. The great Lori Rubinson called in to basically say Tommy can't speak English as well. She says you're looking for acclimate, not acquiesce.
Well, I wish that I said acclimate because I know how to say the word acclimate. I still think I'm using the word properly. It's that the new players that are brought here by the Yankees are trying to acquiesce themselves to New York. I think that's used properly. Acclimate is another word I wish I had thought of because I actually could have said that and saved everybody the 30 seconds of me fumbling through the word. But acclimate is, I think, another way of saying acquiesce. It's like a synonym.
Look, people aren't here for my brain, so I'm not going to pretend to correct you.
And but what are they here for? Your looks? I mean, what are you...
Sports takes and good opinions, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's number one. Number two, the other thing, when talking about the future of Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman, I meant to mention, as I see many have called in, I don't want to hear from a single caller today come to me or you or anybody else and said, well, if you're firing Aaron Boone at the end of this year, if they don't miss the playoffs, or you have a problem holding them accountable, who are you hiring? Ain't my job to figure out who should be hired. I hate that response. I find it ridiculous because guess what? Whoever you're hiring, I hope, has the consciousness to know when your team makes 50 million base running errors and a shortstop can't field the ball, at some point a message should be sent to the locker room that you can't figure this out, you're not playing. And whoever that person is that may be hired is not my job to find out. It's a matter of understanding and knowing what's happening now isn't good enough.
Yeah, let me throw this at you. I feel like a couple of years ago, there were obviously a lot of chatter, fire, Boone. Cashman's in a different category because he's been around forever. He's like a Supreme Court justice member. It's been decades. But Boone, it was still relatively early on in his tenure. And I felt, at least from an observer, outside observer, that it was a little bit of a spoiled Yankee fan type of thing. Like, oh, we haven't won a World Series in a while. We're not going to win with this manager. There wasn't a large enough sample size. Now, though, I don't know how you could ignore it. Like, everybody should be screaming for his firing. The only problem is that the Yankees are so happy and comfortable with what Aaron brings to the table. And as long as they win 90 games, which in all likelihood they will, as long as the King stays healthy every year, and the place is packed every night, and they're there in October, they're not making any changes. They're very content. The Yankees no longer want to go the extra mile to win a championship. They don't bring in Bryce Harper. They don't bring in Freddie Freeman.
They just did the deadline, though, to be fair.
Okay, Sean, but they went into the season without a third baseman.
I agree.
Could you imagine? There's only eight positions.
I can imagine.
Nine if you count DH.
I can imagine, because a couple of years ago, they went into the season without a left fielder.
And that's my point. I don't always love doing the well back in the day, because it's not about back in the day. It's about right now. But back in the day, the Yankees would go the extra mile, and they would, and then some. And now they try to cut corners. The owner wants a salary cap. They don't want to bring in a third baseman. You could have brought in Bregman, who's now having a great season for the team you're looking up at, the Red Sox. They just don't want to go the extra mile. They're happy with 90 wins. The place is packed. We get to October, and maybe we win a World Series. That'd be great. Instead of where it used to be, was let's stack World Series and let's have dynasties.
Before we get to calls, let's also acknowledge they packed the place. Now they're behind Boston, which means they could get eliminated without even hosting a playoff game this year. DJ in East Brunswick. DJ, start us off. What's going on, man? Off to a hot start. DJ going once, going twice. Man, he was caught off the base.
You know who my favorite DJ is? Tanner.
Oh,
I get it. I'll be here all day.
Funny.
Thank you. Well, I had to break up the awkward silence.
All right.
There.
Yes. Gil or Heel in Northfield, New Jersey. Gil, what's up?
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
What's going on?
I'm a little bit older than you guys, but if the boss was still here, both of them would have been gone.
I'm not doing it. He's getting hung up on right away. We're not doing that out of the chute. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. We're not doing if the boss was still here. With all due respect to the Steinbrenner family, George has been dead for over a decade. We're not doing if George was alive calls today. We're not. We know if George was alive, we would have been on the fourth manager since Aaron Boone was hired with all this crap. George is not alive.
No,
I appreciate the call, Heel. We're not doing that today.
I agree with you and I agree with him. He's right and you're right. We can't just go in circles about it because George is not alive. You know, it's just not.
What's the point? What is the point of having if George is alive conversations today?
I think that.
No kidding. If George was alive, yeah, Aaron Boone would be fired. He's not.
But I think it is fair to say that the way Hal runs the Yankees and the way George runs the Yankees are different. And Hal has had success. Like, the Yankees are a successful, not only team, but brand. They've built a billion-dollar, you know, empire, basically. But I go back to saying that they just don't do the little extra things now to get him a championship.
Sure.
That's it. Doesn't mean they don't want to win one, but they won't go that extra mile.
Also, be very careful on if George was still alive calls, too. Because George is still alive in the NFL. And he's running the Cowboys into the ground in Jerry Jones. Okay? The world has changed. Athletes have changed. Coaches have changed. The world felt great in Yankee land when George was there.
Yeah.
The 2025 baseball player of George's life may not work.
The only problem is we don't...
Now I'm doing if George was alive.
Well, we would never know. Like, the problem with the Cowboys and Jerry is Jerry doesn't just own the team. Like, he gets involved in everything.
Oh,
we don't know what George... I understand that, but we don't know if George would have allowed Brian Cashman. Yes, he would have interjected at times, like, trade this guy because he had a bad performance against the Mets, which he always did anyway. I'm sure he would have done that. But I feel like Jerry's tentacles have gotten so wide there in Dallas. You don't know if that would have been the case with George, but... At least that Jerry, too, I think is like this, and with George, is that they would have went the extra mile. May not have worked, but they would have done everything in their power and resources to win a championship.
Eric in Rivervale. Eric, what's up, man?
John, Boogie. What's happening, gentlemen?
What's going on?
So, yeah, Lori stole a little bit of my thunder in that, yes, the word you were looking for, Tommy, is acquiesce.
Well, I love when people say the word I'm looking for. Well, you don't know the word I was looking for. The word I gave was acquiesce. The word I was looking for was acquiesce.
In the context in which you were using it, it would be acclimated. The players are going to acclimate. Aaron Judge will acclimate when he comes back. Acquiesce, in fact, ironically, is quite the word to use when we're talking about Aaron Boone and us as Yankee fans, where we're just having to accept this lunacy, this nonsense, and this the constant. What the problem with the Yankees, you know, is that not only are they making these fundamental mistakes, right, and we constantly have to hear these ridiculous excuses, but nobody is owning the mistake, right? Like, Wells at least owned it on Saturday, right? He's a knucklehead. He's like, yeah, that was stupid. It was on me. Okay, fair enough. We can, you know, live and let live and move on. The problem is Jazz comes out and he says, no, I did the same thing all over again. When, meanwhile, all of us with eyeballs and all of his fans that are watching this are like, I've never seen that ever watching a baseball game. A guy gets thrown out with the ball 40 feet from him. Like,
Eric, the big issue with that, and I'll let you keep going, Boone talked to him and then Jazz saw that response. And if Jazz ended up getting thrown out at second because he dropped the ball and really baited Jazz in, I think you live with that as a Yankee fan and go, wow, I can't believe that happened. What you can't live with is standing there like a statue and getting picked off and doubled off. That can't happen.
That can't happen. I completely agree with you. Like, I've literally never seen it. I mean, even Susan said it on the call. Like, I've never seen that, and I've literally been watching baseball since the 60s. Like, what are we doing? So, to me, it's another thing that Jazz just doesn't seem to get it. A lot of these players don't. So, yeah, I think that falls on Boone, and that, to me, you know, I listen to the fan quite a bit. I'm tired of the same thing, right? The old school Steinbrenner calls, and it's all about analytics, and the Yankees are flawed with analytics, and all this nonsense. None of that matters. Like, to me, it's like, okay, we understand where all the problems are. Now it's like, what are the solutions? Cashman's not going anywhere. Boone's not going anywhere. Yep. So what do the Yankees do to fix this and right this ship? Because you're right, this Texas series is huge. Because if they lose this one, they're going to be looking up at almost everybody in the wild card stand, and we're going to have a month left, and the Yankees are cooked.
Yeah, and Boone did acknowledge that it is gut check time for the Yankees. And we're going to do more on this series later on as we kind of wind in to the game. I believe Emmanuel is going to follow us at 6:30 leading in. Remember, the Yankees start an hour later than usual out in Texas tonight. But I'll just paint this picture. Losing or getting swept by the Marlins, I should say. The Rangers basically being two games out of a wild card. Boston leapfrogging you. Your ace and Max Fried is on the mound tonight. You still have however many games left here. 2 months of baseball left. But if you could paint the picture of what an August baseball game that doesn't involve two division teams looks like as far as a big game goes, this is the biggest game of the Yankee season tonight. They will have other bigger games than this, but you have to stop the bleeding with your ace on the mound and not allow a team that's knocking on the door to knock you out of the playoffs beat you tonight. This is enormous. You put this in your pocket and you get King Judge back tomorrow. Now, okay, now you're cooking. You could breathe a little bit. They cannot let these three losses in Miami turn into a Max Fried implosion tonight, which leads to, you know, more problems the rest of the week.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair. And the reason you signed Max Fried to the contract you did is for moments like this. And things can change in one instance. Now, I don't think it fixes all their problems, but if Fried, you know, goes out there 7-8 innings and pitches a great game, Yankees will feel a little bit better about themselves. You stop the bleeding. And let me just say this, too. The Marlins are playing as good as baseball as anybody right now outside of the Milwaukee Brewers. So they are a red-hot team. Now, the Yankees, a lot of the stuff was self-inflicted, but the Marlins are a good team to take advantage of it. Same thing with Texas. They're playing really good baseball. They will take advantage of those mistakes. I would just look for a clean game. That's what I would want to see. Like, the Yankees to do everything properly, not necessarily for the series. That might be asking too much. One game, can they just do everything and all the little things right? Sean, until I start seeing them do that, this is not a championship team in my mind.
No doubt about it. The problem is not a lot of championship teams you could circle in Major League Baseball right now. 888-808-1019, which is, again, you keep coming back to the Yankee issues. Well, what about everybody else? Worry about yourselves first. Tim on Long Island. Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm not going to start with if George was around, but I'm 55 years old. I've been watching baseball, Yankee baseball, since 1976. I can't ever remember seeing anything like this go on. I mean, this is such an easy... When was the last time you saw two guys in the same season not know how many outs there are
insane.
Like, while they're on base?
No, they become the baseball, Tim. They become the baseball version of playing cards against humanity. You draw a new card, basically, every night, and there's a new phrase and a new way to lose a game. It's insane.
I mean, firing Boone is such an easy thing to do at this point. I'm sure he expects it. The players would have to accept it. You need to make a statement, send a lightning bolt right through that this clubhouse that this crap is not going to continue. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, well, Tim, unfortunately, when you get responses like Jazz had, I'm not sure that many players would respond and go, oh, I better wake up now. The manager got fired. I don't think that's the case. I think what would happen is you'd have to bring an outside manager in that's a bit of a disciplinarian and send a message. We're going to make a hockey tie-in in the first hour of the show here. Mike Keenan was benching Mike Richter at points during the NHL postseason in 1994 to bring Glenn Healy out because he put Brian Leetch on the bench at times. That is championship accountability. Joe Torre had no problem sliding out A-Rod down in a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Boone, it's just like, please. Anthony Volpe, go make another error. We'll know you hit a home run and we'll make it up later. Jazz, I'll talk to you in the runway with no cameras. Say whichever you want postgame. The accountability thing is getting tiring, Rennie, but it's true and it's real. And that is the difference between a true championship coach and a coach good enough. Now, in this case, in baseball, manager good enough, where you get through the regular season, you make the playoffs. Oh, baseball's a crapshoot. That's basically the way the Yankees operate now.
Yeah, and I think that the issues with the Yankees have been brewing for years and years and years, and it's at that tipping point. It's like, honey, I'll mow the lawn, honey, I'll mow the lawn, and then, you know, a year later, it's Jumanji in your backyard.
Yeah,
and
got a couple of those in my neighborhood.
You're sleeping on the couch. So it's not going to get fixed overnight. And we've heard this before, but it's hard to ignore it. This feels like Brian Cashman runs the show, and Aaron Boone is the press secretary. That's all. He's clearly, you could watch it, he's in over his head as a manager. There's no denying that. Whether it comes to managing the bullpen or being a disciplinarian or having a feel for the game, which is crazy. He's literally a baseball lifer, comes from a great family of baseball players, but he's not a good manager. He's just not. Yet he keeps his job. So when you go to your office and you're like, how does this guy have a job? Well, he's the boss's son-in-law, something like that. Or he's got dirt on somebody. That's the only thing he can think of. Like, how does Aaron Boone keep his job? Because he says all the right things after the game. They win 90-something games. They go to the playoffs. Everybody's happy. And Cashman gets to, you know, pull all the strings. How could it be anything else than that? If it was anything else, then this is absolutely legitimately malpractice in terms of keeping the manager at this point. They were in the World Series last year, but when they got to the World Series, he blows game one, and his team has one of the worst innings in the history of the Yankees, and their star player is now a running meme, which he will get over, obviously. But my point is that even the King Aaron Judge is not immune to the culture that the Yankees have set with their country club.
Yep, they have made the same mistakes they made in the fifth inning of that World Series, and it's unbelievable that every night we have to turn on the TV, or the radio in this case, listen to Yankee baseball every night, Dave Sims, Susan Wolman, and have the same crap happen. Tony on Long Beach. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you? First of all, Sean, I want to congratulate you on not acquiescing to those fans that keep want to bring up the boss as if, you know, that's... He's gone, and they have to acclimate to the fact that he's not coming back. And Tommy, how you use those two words.
Well, Tony, to be fair to Tommy, they both start with an A. So they both start with an A.
I could think of a few other words that start with an A you don't want to bring up either.
We can't say all of them on the radio. And I still feel like this probably, the percentage is going down with each second, but there was probably a 75% part of me that felt like acquiesce was the right word. Like, perhaps I've been using it wrong all these years, and I still, like, acclimate does sound good too, but acquiesce sounded like the word, and I used it. But apparently, Lori Rubinson and the rest of the hall monitors here are telling me that I'm wrong.
Just clean up the act, man. This is the afternoon drive.
Well,
now, right?
Again, we're not working for NASA. We're working for afternoon drive here. We want to go through all the hosts around here, and they screw up the things they screwed up. And I don't mind screwing things up, but I felt like they both are words that start with an A, and I went with the word I went with.
I'll never screw something like that up, and you can promise
that. Hold on a second before you say that. So Sean does a show sheet before, not a show sheet, but like, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 3 p.m., the whole thing. There are literally five typos in the first six sentences that you sent me. Yesterday instead of yesterday. You wrote rock bottom, one T on bottom. And then you wrote Boone can't hood behind Cashman. I assume you were going for Hyde.
Yeah, I don't
you
want to tell
even,
you everything
don't give
I was
me, and
say.
Don't give me fat fingers. Don't give me the fat finger excuse.
I wanted you to read and think about what
you
I was
You wrote hieroglyphics
say.
For the show sheet. I screw up one word on the air, and we got to do a 45-minute investigation like it's a murder trial. Meanwhile, you hand me a show sheet with 16,000 spelling errors on it.
I'm not a typer. I'm a verbalist.
Got it.
Steve in Homedale. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. As far as what people have been saying about if George were around, this wouldn't happen. I've been a Yankee fan since 67, and I was around when Steinbrenner bought the team in 73. And for all of his bombastic behavior, I was around in the early 90s when the best thing that happened to the Yankees was when Steinbrenner was suspended from baseball.
Right.
The Yankee dynasty does not happen without it. That's point one. Second thing, Tommy, Sean, what you said earlier about what Boone did, he took Jazz into the runway, quietly addressed the issue, not exactly sure what he said, since
right.
Jazz afterwards said he could do it again, but then he goes like a bully and reams this guy out on the dugout steps. The last time I saw that happen was when Reggie Jackson was taken apart by Billy Martin back in 1977. So somebody on another show said Boone loves to punch downward. You know, he'll tell Meredith Marakovich off to the side about Volpe, he's effing elite. Boone treats the Yankee fan and the reporters like they're morons, okay?
It's hard to argue that.
I mean, it's like don't tell us what we see. It's different. And one last point, if you'll allow me to make it. The Yankee culture will change. Right now, the biggest problem with the Yankees is everybody talks about their talent. They have talented losers. And the two most talented players they have that are losers are Jazz Chisholm and Carlos Rodon. You change
wow.
the culture by bringing it. Cody Bellinger is a talented winner.
No, he is. Steve, he is. Now, look, I'm not ready to call Rodon, and I could call Rodon a lot of other things, Rodon or Jazz losers. I actually don't even think Jazz is a quote-unquote loser. I've loved some of the fire that Jazz has brought to the Yankees. He honestly quickly became my second favorite Yankee. I think there have been times this year where I thought maybe he was a little selfish in some of his arguing and stuff that could cost the team, which, you know, led to J.C. Ascara playing in the infield mm-hmm. early in the year. But Jazz, like you saw yesterday with a big bat, and also Jazz last year, very quietly comes over when Gleyber Torres was the one refusing to move positions and went and played a position in the middle of a pennant race that he had never played before in baseball. So Jazz has had a lot of missteps along the way. I can't call that guy a loser. Carlos Rodon, you know, gutless, I think is probably a better word. But
like
what Jazz did, Jazz's answer on Saturday was unacceptable.
For sure.
His play was unacceptable. The answer was even more unacceptable.
Yeah, he made it worse with the answer.
Does that make him a loser? No, but it means he had a bad moment, and Jazz is okay having that bad moment, because if I was Jazz Chisholm, and I saw Anthony Volpe throwing 50 balls in the dirty game and running back out in the lineup the next day, or Austin Wells getting picked off not knowing how many outs there were, or the third base coach sending Trent Grisham and him having thrown out in a spot he shouldn't have had, I don't blame Jazz Chisholm for having that attitude after the game, even if it's the worst attitude. He is taking his cues from that locker room. And the locker room cues say, if I make a mistake, who cares, right? Well, I'm going to go play tomorrow, and I'll try to be better. And that's the wrong attitude to have.
So I'll go back to something I said earlier in the show. Would Derek Jeter allow this type of behavior on the Yankee teams that he captained? The answer is no. This era of Yankee baseball means more to the King Aaron Judge than it does anybody else on that field. He will be remembered and compared to other Yankee greats based on how many championships he
won. Just be careful.
He's in his prime, and this team...
He's out right now.
Okay, he hasn't been out for 6 years. He's been out for a week or so. How come this guy doesn't step up and say something to somebody and go, guess what? I'm going to get, you know, dragged for this because if I don't win championships around here, I'll never be Jeter. I'll never be Ruth. I'll never be Mantle, et cetera, et cetera.
How do you
so
know
this
he's
is
not?
Unacceptable.
How do you know he's not behind the scenes?
Well, then if he is, then it's not working. Then he needs to try a little harder.
It's not like Aaron Boone is having the same press conferences King Aaron Judge.
Then why did the Jeter teams respond more?
Here's what I'll say to the Jeter teams. The Jeter teams responded more. They did have, you know, more heart, soul, and they probably took their cues from Joe Torre, who had no problem answering that. But on the flip side, You know, those Captain Derek Jeter teams, there were plenty of times the Red Sox bullied them. Guys were plunked. Nobody responded.
But
they
Jeter
had some down
say,
times, too.
But Jeter would say, and now he didn't say much, but I felt like he said more, especially when the team was embarrassed. And I think Aaron, the king, falls into the trap. Maybe it's just his personality.
Maybe it's also today's athlete.
Or he's just not a captain. He's their best player, but that doesn't mean he should be the captain. I don't know who the heck else should make the captain on the team. But I
don't need a captain in baseball.
I understand that.
So then
if you want to tell me the C is just something to have on his chest and
sure.
It is what it is, he is still the best player on the team and his legacy is going to be defined by the players around him. If he doesn't say something or do something, then this is just going to spiral out of control and he's not going to win championships. My point is when we look back on this all these years later, yes, you'll talk about Cashman, you'll talk about Boone. You're not going to talk about Jazz Chisholm. You're not going to talk about Carlos Rodon. You're going to talk about Aaron Judge, the king, who never won a championship, and he's going to get all the blame. So you would think at whatever he is, 31, you know, early 30s, he would say more. If he's saying stuff, then say more. You got to do something. Somebody's got to do something.
Sunday.
Listen. I'm not saying this weekend. I'm not saying you call them up, but I mean the entire time he's been here of how many years now? And it's been going on. Like, Aaron Boone gets a lot of the heat for it, but where's the heat on Judge? Like, how do you not go to the star player? Any other scenario where the team doesn't get over the hump, you know, whether it was Ewing, whether whoever you want to mention, Lundqvist, they would get the heat, and this guy never gets any heat for anything.
He answers the call for them every single night he's out there. Every single night, unless it's the fifth inning of Game 5 of the World Series. 888-808-1019. We'll continue to take your calls on the Yankee issues. Mix in a little Mets as well. And did we learn that Giants fans aren't wrestling fans? It's Evan and Tiki with Sean and Tommy, Paulie and Scones across the way. More of your calls, 888-808-1019 when we come back.